You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First date follow-up.
Sometimes people don't wait long enough to tell if they've actually been ghosted. They just freak out as soon as they don't get a text back.
After a day.
Usually you should wait a couple days to make sure you're being ghosted, but Derek is on the phone for a first date follow-up by now. And Derek, my producers tell me that you went on a date like 2 days ago, and now you're wanting to do a first date follow-up. You think you might be jumping the gun a little bit?
I don't know. I really liked her.
Well, if you really liked her and went on a date with her and it's only been a couple days, you might want to wait a little longer, but maybe not. Let's hear what happens. So tell us a little bit about her. How'd you meet? What's her name?
Zoe.
Zoe. Okay. And how'd you meet Zoe?
So she actually came up to me at the bar that I was at, and she asked like if I was supposed to be having drinks with her.
Whoa, that's bold.
And I was like, okay, this is, you know, I really enjoyed like the boldness, you know? So I, of course I said, yes, you know, we chatted for a while, maybe like 30, 45 minutes. And then, she abruptly had to leave. Like I was pretty confused, but you know, I just figured it was probably an emergency or something.
Yeah. Okay.
And she didn't say anything about why she had to leave, or she just got up?
No, she just like silently got up and just said, you know, I have to go.
That's weird. So is this the day we're talking about? This is when you met her?
Yeah, this was when I met her. This was after I met her, yeah.
So this is your first date that you're trying to follow up on. You were just at a bar. She came up to you, sat down, started talking to you. You were like, man, this is a miracle.
Like, yeah, I am the guy.
Yeah. And then you guys hung out, and then all of a sudden she just stood up and said, I had to go. Did you try to get a hold of her?
I messaged her on Instagram since that was pretty much the only thing we had exchanged.
Okay, what did you say on Instagram? Wait, you didn't have her phone number?
Yeah.
No, we just exchanged social.
Okay.
So how are we supposed to call her for your first date follow-up?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, how you're what? Gonna go to- are we supposed to Instagram or DM her?
Yeah.
I think you can video call on Instagram. Oh, yeah, you can.
You didn't think that one through, did you? Neither did we.
What do we do, guys?
I have to end this one
early. Let's see if producer Brad can message her and see if he.
I mean, he has her info. Yeah,
do some dirty work.
Message her and see if we can get the number. Okay, we're gonna try to get her phone number while we finish up talking to you about her. So you message her on Instagram.
I can find her number probably.
Yeah, Alex is actually really good at that.
If you give me her first and last name, I can find it really quickly.
Yeah,
pretty much a PI.
Her name is Zoe.
Okay, give me like 2 minutes and I'm going to find this BZ's number.
So she's going to, Alex is going to look up the number. Our producer Brad's looking up the number. Hopefully we can find it. If not, then I don't know what we're going to do in the next segment, but maybe we can just describe DMs back and forth, but she's not answering you, right? So did she respond to any of your messages on Instagram?
No, she just left me on unread.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, that sucks.
Can you think of any reason that she would have come up to you out of the blue? Because that would have been, I mean, that was obviously a bold move. Sat with you, talked with you, hung out with you, and then just got up and left. Did you do something weird? Do you think she just was kind of like messing with you or what?
I mean, yeah, I just thought she was like, it was just some kind of pickup line or something. And obviously I was totally down to talk to her and hang out. And then, when she left, it didn't seem too abrupt or like, you know, they caused any like their triggers, you know, that would cause her to leave. But I mean, I do occasionally say dumb things that are insensitive and I don't know that I'm being insensitive. So maybe, but
maybe you made like a bad joke that offended her or something.
Possibly, yeah, that definitely could have happened.
No, I found it. Okay, I found her number.
You did
it?
Okay.
It. Yep.
Actually?
All right.
Yes.
Well, okay. All right, Alex. So Alex got her number. Yeah. We'll see. Okay, so same name, and then you were able to find a phone number.
Yes, I was able to match up the name and the person, and I do believe this is her phone number.
Okay, so we think we found her number, all right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so awesome. we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call this number and see if it's her. If it's not her, then they have the same name as her, and we'll try to get you a date with that woman. If it is her, then we'll see if we figured out what happened and why she ditched you, okay?
Perfect.
All right.
That's good.
We'll do it next. It's a Jubal Show. We have no idea who we're going to call for today's first date follow-up.
Who are you going to call?
If you just joined us right in the middle of your first date follow-up, and Derek is on the phone, and he wants us to call a woman named Zoe. Although we don't know if we're going to call the right Zoe, because Derek was out at a bar and some woman named Zoe came up to him out of the blue, and then she just sat down and you guys started having drinks.
What did you say to her?
I just said yes.
Okay. I just said yes.
So the person that she was originally supposed to meet, where are they at?
Oh, snap.
Wow, that didn't even cross my mind.
Okay, I was thinking it was like a pickup line. Like now, she was like, hey, are you and me supposed to have drinks? Like she was hitting on you, but she might have been there to meet somebody for drinks.
And that makes sense why she left.
And if you said yes, she might have been sitting with you because of thinking it was someone else or something.
I mean, I don't know.
You should have just been honest, been like, no, but I can be.
I mean, yeah, I just thought like she was just hitting on me. I thought she was just dropping a line, but I guess... Yeah, I mean, I haven't considered that she was actually meeting somebody else. I mean, now that you mention it, I guess, yeah, she could have been there on another date. I haven't considered that.
I didn't think about that at all.
When you said it, it's the first thing I thought, right? But well, then you also know her, like you saw her reaction in person, like, are you the one that I'm supposed to have drinks with? Like if she was flirting with you like that, otherwise, if she's like, are you the one? Like, but what? Why wouldn't you be like, Derek, are you Derek?
I don't know. I thought she was just, like I said, I thought she was just trying to like drop a line on me or something. And
the only way that Derek was able to get a hold of her was he had her Instagram and he messaged her. And then we started doing the first date follow-up and realized we didn't have her phone number. Alex was able to track it down, or at least a phone number for a woman with the same name. So we're going to call that right now and see if it's actually her. And then hopefully figure this whole thing out, all right? You ready, Derek?
Yeah, definitely.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Zoe?
Yes, this is Zoe.
Hey, Zoe, how are you? This is the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name is Jubal.
And my name is Alex.
And my name is English Evan.
What's the reason that a radio show is calling me right now?
We're calling you because we do a segment on our show called the First Date Follow-Up. What that is, if you go out on a date with someone and then end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And recently, you went out with a guy named Derek.
Yeah, I've been on a date, but I went with a guy named Jamie, and he was great.
Jamie?
Not Derek.
No, I was not on a date with him.
Well, we don't even really know if we have the right person. what happened was we got an email from a guy who said he met a woman with your same name at a bar. She walked up to him and flirted with him and sat down for some drinks and then walked off and left. And all he had was her Instagram handle. And so we tracked down a phone number and we're trying to check if this is you.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did that happen to you recently?
Well, yes, actually, but I don't know how you guys even know that right now.
Well, because we talked to the dude that you sat down with. We wanted to call you because he was wondering if he did something wrong and he really liked you.
Wow, really? Well, you know what? He was a fucking creep.
Oh.
What? Why was he a creep? What'd he do?
So I was there to meet some other guy, and when I see him and I sat down, he just started saying that he was the guy I was supposed to be on a date with.
So wait, you were there to meet somebody else, and then Derek, the dude that wanted us to call you, he pretended to be that other guy?
Exactly.
Huh.
Okay.
So wait, what about the guy that you were actually trying to meet? Did you ever get in contact with him or not?
Well, yeah, but I didn't see him first. I saw this other creep first.
So what? So yeah, he told us. So you went up to him and asked him if it was a person you're supposed to get drinks with. He said yes. You sat down. And then what happened? Like, did you realize, did the other person text you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was sitting there talking to him and he was going along with it. So I assumed this was my guy.
Okay. Was he actually going along with it? He was faking to be somebody else?
I don't really know if he was faking it, but he was definitely trying to hit on me. And, you know, I assumed this is my date. You're hitting on me. So I went along with it too.
And then you realized that it wasn't the guy you were actually supposed to meet.
I did. I realized about like 5 minutes into it.
And that's why you got up and politely just walked away.
I had to. I was like, you know what? This is not my guy. This guy's a creep. I got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think what we have here is a standard case of miscommunication.
Yeah, the old
or
mix-up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe not, actually. Why don't we ask Derek, who's on the phone listening and wants to talk to you, Zoe? We should ask him how that happened and if he did it on purpose, don't you think?
He's on the phone?
Oh, yeah, you picked up on that part. Yes, he is. Derek?
Yeah. So it definitely was not on purpose. And I mean, honestly, guys, I know you can't see her through the phone, but like if you saw her, you would understand why I decided to take my shot.
Oh my God, I can't believe this.
I mean, like I wasn't trying to like pretend to be anybody else. I thought you were just hitting on me.
No, I wasn't. I mean, I thought you were my date.
And I mean, I thought you were hitting on me.
No. You were there, and I went up to you, and I said, are you the guy I'm supposed to meet? And what did you say? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you were hitting on me. I thought that was a pickup line.
No.
A move. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't trying to be anybody else. I just thought you were trying to talk to me, so I was trying to talk back to you. That's all it was.
But in your head, why would you go along with it?
Because you're very attractive and I was attracted to you. So that's why I went along with it. And I've never had a woman come up to me like you did. So then I thought I was sexy. So I was, you know.
Yeah,
I
probably doesn't know how it works. Yeah.
It does sound like an honest case of just getting the wrong vibe, though.
Yeah.
Zoe, do you believe him that he didn't really understand what you meant and he thought you were just hitting on him?
Honestly, guys, a little bit I do. I want to say, like, this could have just been a big understanding. And I kind of see his point where, like, maybe a girl that's good looking, thanks. But, you know, like, he wasn't 100% sure why she was hitting on him. So he went for it. And I get that. But I still think he's a creep.
Okay. Well, then let me ask you, would you like to go on another date with him? We'll pay for it.
Did you not just hear me say that he's the creep, in my opinion?
I did. But, you know, some people are into that.
He's a hopeless romantic.
So I'm guessing that's a no. Thank you, though, Zoe. I'm glad we were able to track down your phone number and appreciate you staying on the phone with us and explaining it. And Derek, I think next time a woman just comes up to you at a bar that you're at and randomly sits down and says, are you the guy I'm supposed to be having drinks with? Just kind of fill it out a little bit more. Like,
now I know.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get another date, man. And I'm sorry that it ended up that way. But
good luck in the future, my friend.
I appreciate you guys doing all the work. Thank you for finding everything out. I appreciate it.
Don't worry, man. There's a lot more bars and there's a lot more women that will come up and hit on you just like that, I'm sure.
I don't think there are.
Probably not.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.